Hey, bitches, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. And what the fuck? This is night two where I'm recording super, super late. Not as late as last night, but Jesus, bitch, it's midnight. I just got caught up at work this time. I had some regulars I hadn't seen for a while, so we were there for quite some time, which I'm happy to see them. It's whatever, but I only had three people in there for the last 2 hours, so it was really long, and it was long, but I was patient. We got through it. Here we are. Happy Thursday. Happy fucking Thursday. I'm recording a podcast today about the power of your mind and how, focus can literally change your life. And if you watched my live on Facebook really fucking late last night or tonight, it would be last night, but right fucking now I just went live and I was like, I genuinely kind of wanted to talk about this when I'm talking about Microdose Monday, but then I realized there's so many of you guys out there that are not ready. And it is scary, trust me. Like nowadays, trying to find someone you trust with legit products and the fact that it's not legal, how scary if you get some sent to your house and you get caught. I mean, I get it. And we could talk about some of those fears because at the end of the day, like the DEA, the cops, they're not after that shit. Okay. There's a lot bigger fish to fry. What say you? What I don't know what you want to say about it, but I mean, there's shit like fentanyl and stuff. You know what I'm saying? People aren't dying from mushrooms right now. So it's a whole different ball game. This prescription drugs that everybody's buying and then just fucking selling. They're not taking it. They're just trying to make some money on it. That's huge. It's so big right now. That's the shit they care about. Okay. So no one's gonna come banging on your door, but I get it. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I really do want to talk to the people that genuinely want the tools to be able to change their mind because you're stuck in the hamster wheel. You're stuck in the rat race. You are stuck in the cement or the tornado or whatever you want to call it. You are in this cycle of self-destruction. You're not in a cycle of self-love. You're not doing the things that you would do if you were in a position to honor yourself and to love yourself deeply, compassionately. If you're not connected to the world and so many things around you, then you're just feeling bleh. And I want to help you do that because literally, you don't have to take psilocybin to change your brain. You can change it every single day. And science proves that. Is it a little easier if you have the tools? I don't know. You run a marathon wearing shoes. I think that's a lot easier than running a marathon, barefoot. Maybe not, actually, but I don't know. Just trying to use an example here that you could relate to of it makes it easier. It's the same thing with the weight loss, right? Like, people are asking, what are you doing? Like there's some big secret. And I'm like, I'm taking some products. I'm taking products. Oh, you're cheating. No, bitch, I'm not cheating. Not cheating, but I'm not dieting 100%. And I'm seeing results. It's not cheating. It's a tool. I still have to commit to the process. I still have to understand, like, the choices I make still matter. It's easy to overeat even when you're full. I learn to listen to my body. When I'm full, I stop eating. The products help me with that. Most people continue until they're fucking miserable. And then they wonder, like, what's happening to me? I don't feel good. Yeah. I also commit to drinking all the water. There's no cheat code for being hydrated. Okay. So it's not cheating. It's not cheating, but it definitely helps to have a tool with whatever it is you're doing. And it has nothing to do with the podcast. But if you guys want that link for my weight loss products, you should jump in now. We also just launched a hydration product that is going to aid in your weight loss like a mother. I haven't gotten to try it, but I've seen the testimonies and these bitches have never lied to me, so I don't think they're gonna do it now. But anyway, weight loss, hit me up on Messenger and Facebook. My Egyptian has not messaged me back, which isn't like him, so I'm thinking he must be on vacation or something because it still says he's active and all the things. So totally fine. Totally fine, but usually like he reaches out pretty fast. So we'll get that done so that my website is back and up and doing the things. But I'm here for you today. And I'm recording a podcast, baby. Can't come in. Nope, stop talking. The power. Oh, all right, hold on. Let me pause this. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but I have my kids on my wacky schedule. So that's catching up to me tonight, too. So let's hope we can get through this because she is ready for bed and she's going to keep telling me that until I come and grab her and take her up there and snuggle her in. So let's get going. What I was trying to tell you is that your brain is so powerful. Literally, immense power comes from your brain and you can use it to achieve anything you want. Okay. So I'm going to give you some little tips and tricks on how to tap into the power of your mind and actually focus in on the things you want in order to transform your current reality. Okay. And these are tips that are going to help you to stay focused and motivated wants to come out of my mouth, but motivation is a lie. Okay. If I was motivated all the time, or if that's what I depended on, I would never get anything done. So it's more like focused and disciplined. Okay. Everybody wakes up on a random ass day and feels very motivated to do a lot of things. Those days are few and far between. You're not always going to be motivated. And if that's what you're waiting for, like, bitch, you've probably missed 1,000 rides to your ticket to freedom, literally, because motivation is bullshit. Okay. It's not a constant. It's fleeting and it depends on everything around you and your environment. And, you know, it's like, this is what I used to do when I first started building up a business in network marketing. I would go to the events and I'd be super pumped up and like ready to get home and crush all the things. And like, these ideas are amazing. And I would come home and then everywhere I go, there I am. And all of a sudden I'm not in this environment of feeling pumped up. And I'm like, oh, something's missing. Like, I don't want to do it now. Because I was expecting that same motivation. It's kind of bullshit, okay? You can do a lot of things to shift the story in your brain. Like, the way I stay disciplined is I just keep my eye on the prize. This podcast is my baby. I love it. I'm committed and I want to be the person. It's part of my integrity. I want to be the person that does what I say I'm going to do. And I said, I'm going to do this podcast. So I commit to that. It's the discipline of showing up. So let's figure out, bitch, how can you use your mind to change your reality? Okay. You can learn to use it positively to transform your thoughts from the abstract to the reality. The reason is powerful and can help you manifest your desires. So that is true. A lot of people say focus on your why. So you've got to focus on your goals. What do you really want to do? And it's one of those things like, just like, why am I going live every day? I'm going live every day because I know the next logical step for my podcast is for me to do videos on YouTube. Okay. And my husband's been telling me for years, get on YouTube, get on YouTube. I am so disconnected from that it's never been a possibility. And I don't know what the intimidation is. Okay. Cause I have the same face on YouTube as I would on Facebook. And I'm not afraid to hang out with you bitches there real and raw. There's some kind of fear I have to get over. And in order to even visualize what that fear is and to work on healing it, I have to work on that relationship with my face. Okay. I have to work on the relationship with my self-esteem and my confidence. Every day that I wake up and I'm like, all right, I said, I'm going to go live today. I'm going to go live every fucking day until I finally start posting on YouTube. That's going to be what happens. And every single day I'm going to press live, even though I don't feel like it, because I know I am building myself up for that bigger goal, because I know part of blowing up this podcast is going to be, you know, transferring it over to video on YouTube and all the things. So I'm doing that. And staying focused on that why, knowing that there is one person out there every single day, there is one person out there that I can touch. I can change the way they've been thinking. I can change a thought that they're stuck on. I can help them help themselves. That's what I want to do. And my reach has to expand. I can't just stay here and never go outside of what's comfortable. How will I ever find the people that really need me in a year, 2 years from now? And it's a long game. It's not going to take me 2 weeks of going live on Facebook to feel super, you know, confident and ready and whatever. I guess ready is the wrong word, but I need to build up a thicker skin for that. It's totally different world over there. So you've got to stay focused on your goals. You have to stay focused on why you should take this inspired action. You've got to get clear about what you want. What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? Once you understand this, that's how you get your focus. And this is a little bit like 2 weeks ago, we're talking about how do you figure this out? You start working on your core. What are your beliefs? What are your values? Everything you want to do aligns with that. And the next step, you have to visualize what you want to achieve. You have to be able to see it, okay? And I'm not in the place where I can see myself on YouTube. I'm just not. But every day I go live on Facebook, I'm getting closer to that goal. My goal is to be able to see myself on Facebook. Or I mean on YouTube. And that keeps me taking that action. So I see myself on YouTube eventually. What am I going to keep doing? Every single day, I'm just going to keep taking that inspired action. I'm going to show up on the videos on live until I can get there. I'm going to start, you know, practicing the skill of editing. That's something that I've allowed to hold me back. I need to practice the skill of editing, okay? Got to be resourceful. How do I learn that? There's a million YouTube videos. So how important is this to me? I'm going to carve the time out to make sure that I can hone in on a skill set I've never utilized before. Is it scary? Is it intimidating? Absolutely. Do I think it's going to be easy? Fuck to the no. I hate electronics. I hate it. But I love the goal of being able to have this out for you guys in a more professional manner, more than I love, you know, feeling sorry for myself and hiding and not doing anything. Okay. You got to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you can actually achieve this. When you have doubts, you're going to stifle your progress. And self-belief starts with you making that conscious decision to become the best version of yourself, to become the person that you and God agreed upon before you touched the earth. There's a redemptive power in making a firm decision. You can save your life when you make a steadfast decision to change your life. Take the action. Those inspired steps, you have to do the things. What is the action I need to take to be able to build myself up to start putting these on YouTube? I've got to go live on Facebook every single day. And I do that. What's my next step? I'm going to work on the editing. All of that. Hold on, love bug. So how do you stay focused? Because distractions are everywhere. Okay. Cue my 5-year-old. Distractions are everywhere. So you have to stay focused if you want to move forward. And what does that mean? Because I've heard the saying, your focus determines your reality. I've heard that. We live that. We go through the process. What you focus on will determine the quality of your life. If you focus on all the problems, if you focus on all the bullshit, that's going to be what grows. It's like I tell my clients, if you focus on what you don't have, you're never going to get the things you desire. Okay. You're going to get more of what you focus on, which is less. You're going to lose the things you already have, then have to start over from a whole different place. If you pay attention to the good things in your life, guess what? That multiplies. Life transformation starts when you decide, when you focus, when you take action. Okay. So how do you really stay focused? My thing is to simplify. I've stripped my shit down to the bare minimum. Okay. If you try to focus on a bunch of goals at once, it's overwhelming. So I'm not sitting here saying I'm going to go live on Facebook every single day and I'm going to hit this editing. I'm going to read these books. I'm going to watch these videos. It's one thing at a time. And bitch, that's going live right now. I'm going live, building up the confidence, building on that relationship with myself. And that's my first step. I'm not overthinking it. I'm not, baby, come on, go. If you focus on all the goals, you're just going to be too tired to even start. That's it. Analyze your goal list. What's the most important thing right now? And prioritize your goals. Emphasize the ones that are going to create a lasting change in your life right now. Make a list of all your objectives and pick the essential ones. For example, if you want to improve your bank account, get clear on how much you need to make. And what actions are you going to take to achieve the goals? Write the steps. Do you have relationship goals? My husband and I are working on our health and fitness goals. You know, it's our... This is our third week of going in, and I'm like, I feel like I should be a lot further ahead. And he's like, dude, we just started. So it's about staying focused and committed to understanding that it is a process and it does take time. And it takes discipline and it takes commitment. Break the shit down and focus on what's most important. Okay. Reduce the task list. Come up with three vital tasks. Okay. No big list. I'm saying three vital tasks. Like, Brandon Lynette, you're going to build a YouTube channel. What are the essential tasks? Okay. You're going to come up with ideas. You're going to do some research and you're going to film the content. You're going to edit the content, upload it, promote it. Each day, come up with three critical things to do. And maybe my three crucial tasks are going to be filming the content, editing, and uploading. And then the next day, I'll find three different ones. So maybe I'm going to spend the day creating the content on social media to promote the channel, to interact on social media, and then, you know, brainstorm the ideas. When you take action and make progress towards your goals, this is going to be your fire under your ass, okay? The motivated keeps wanting to come out of my mouth. I don't even like that word. So it's going to help keep you motivated, okay? Progress is essential for keeping your vibration high. It could be small steps or big ones. The key is to keep moving in the right direction, okay? Einstein says life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you have to keep moving. You just have to move the needle a little bit every day. So here's some tips for taking action and making progress. No overthinking. And I know I love you so much. We are like the same person sometimes because I know that this is the hardest piece of advice I could give you. It's easier said than done, but it's necessary if you want to take action and move forward. Stop overthinking. I've done that this week because my time has been put in places that I'm not used to. My schedule is wacky, okay? So I'm telling myself, instead of overthinking and telling myself I don't have enough time for all the things, I'm like, just do one thing at a time. That is literally my conversation all week. Like, babe, you've got an hour, just do one thing at a time. What can you do? I washed a few dishes. I made my product taking a priority. I made the kids breakfast. I just did one thing at a time. And when my time was up, I said, wow, at least you did something. Like, at least I did get all these done. I didn't focus on what I didn't get done. I was just proud that instead of sitting there and doing nothing because I was overthinking, I took the deep breath and I started. It wasn't perfect. You just have to do something. Begin and everything else follows. Break down your goals into small, manageable steps, okay? When you have an important goal, it's daunting. It's overwhelming. So break it down into easy goals and then work up to the larger one. This is why you start small. This is why I'm doing the Facebook Lives. I'm building the self-confidence. I'm building the resilience, okay? Maybe you want to start losing weight. Start walking for 10 minutes every day. That's it. When you realize that walking makes you feel better, when it makes you feel healthier and more energized, you're going to want to keep doing that. And then your next step is to increase your time from 10 minutes to 20 minutes. Keep going. A little progress over time adds up, and you have to focus on the process. That way you're enjoying the journey and you're not just thinking about that destination. We all get caught up in that because I promise when you arrive, nothing really changes. If you're enjoying the journey, everything changes. Enjoy the experience, all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, the neat, the messy, the fun, the struggle. That is our life experience. That is what it is to be human. Enjoy the journey. And it makes the destination sweeter. If you're just out for the destination, it's not fulfilling. You're not going to feel good. Maybe your goal is to write a book. So write 500 words a day. Just sit down and write. Don't worry about what it says or how it sounds. Just keep writing. You could fix it later. I literally was that person that would just send pages and pages of writing to my editors, my publishers, because if I wrote a bunch of stuff and I started reading it, I would delete everything. So I used to just save everything for them. Like, I stopped worrying about what it looked like. I just wrote and sent. Okay. So what are the benefits of having that positive mindset? Okay. Because all these things you're going to do are going to create a positive shift in your brain, no matter how stubborn you are, because I'm one of those people, change is possible. So how are you going to achieve success? You're going to take more risks. When you have this desire to have the positive outlook, when you decide to take control of your perspectives, you see possibilities instead of obstacles. You're going to take the risk because you believe in your ability to overcome anything that comes your way. You become more resilient. When you have that positive mindset shift, you don't give up quickly. You know, setbacks are temporary and that you'll eventually achieve your goals. you're going to attract better opportunities. The universe will always meet you where you are. God's hand is in everything in your life. And these blessings, everything with your name on it, just sitting there, just waiting for you to finally come home and just say, I'm here. Let's do this. That's it. You attract everything you need because you already have everything in who you are. 100%. When you have that positive shift, you focus on what you want to achieve. You're not dwelling on the past fuck ups. You're not letting negative thoughts hold you back. You keep going, and whatever challenges you meet or mistakes, it's an opportunity to learn and grow and set a fucking example. The power of the mind is unfathomable. When you focus on what you want, you literally can achieve anything. And I know that's so fucking cliche, but it's the truth. The key is doing something. The key is to take the action and make the progress towards your goals, okay? This shit is essential if you want to have any sort of success at a life with joy and peace and still hitting those powerful destinations, okay? If you want to achieve your goals, make the conscious effort to change your perspective. Set the small goals, reduce your daily workload, zoom in on the process. You do this and success is going to follow. I love you guys. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.